You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
12 minutes past four, and it's time for us to say hello to Odette Butcher.
Hello,
Odette Butcher. How are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm okay.
What's happening?
Okay. Nothing's happening. Look, not today. Tomorrow things are happening, but not today.
Did you dress up for me today? You look really smart.
No, I didn't.
Oh, wow.
And thank you for not dressing up for me.
I just fell out of my office.
You fell out of your office?
I've been in there all day.
In purple?
Well, yeah, this is like a plum color.
Is it plum color?
Yes.
Plum. Purple's purple, man. Were you a plum?
Well, huh? Yeah, it is. It's softer than purple is quite dark.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Oh, okay, fine. You live and learn. And gray? 50 shades, apparently.
That's a whole new story for another time.
Another time.
Yes.
So, digital transformation on air.
Yes.
We're going to talk about my pet hate.
Yes.
Facebook.
Yes.
Okay. I don't dig them. I'm not a fan.
Yeah. It's a bit of a moan and groan platform, isn't it?
No.
It's a bit like Hello Peter.
It's not even that. Apart from that. I just think it's like dysfunctional. I mean, it's a platform that...
For oldies.
No. It's a platform that was developed essentially to share photographs.
I know.
Okay? Try and sort photographs on Facebook. It's almost impossible. Try and delete a photograph. You need to go in like three tutorials to just find out how to do that.
I do find it slightly glitchy, I will say.
Glitchy is an understatement.
Yeah, I was being polite.
Yeah. Glitchy is an understatement.
So why don't you start using TikTok?
I never gave it a thought.
Yeah, no, Facebook is a little bit glitchy. Sometimes you have to keep going back to do the same tasks over and over again. But today...
But now they got to launch a free... What?
Well, yeah, because I know we've spoken before about Google Primer. So last week we spoke about all the different free Google products at our fingertips.
Yes.
And when we originally started our sessions together, one of my absolute raves is the Google Primer app.
Mm.
Which still is number one. I mean, it's just taught me so much. And so I wonder if Facebook is copying Google Primer, and they've basically come out with their own version, which I have to say is not as amazing as Google Primer, but it's still definitely worth having a look at and being aware of. It's called the Meta Business Coach. Facebook Business Coach, Meta Business Coach. So if you want to go online to find it, because obviously the link is there so that you can join the Meta Business Coach, you can just go into the search box and just type in something like Meta Business Coach or Facebook Business Coach or Meta Launches Business Coach.
But in this Google, is you mean?
In the Google search box, you can put that in and then it will return with the actual article and announcement. And this is just basically a small portion of the article, which I'm going to share with you now. Recently, Meta announced the launch of Facebook Business Coach, an innovative and easily accessible way for owners of small and medium-sized businesses in SA, Nigeria, and Kenya, as well as other English-speaking countries, to learn more about how to grow their business online with Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. The Facebook Business Coach, available on WhatsApp, is a free-to-use, low-data-cost educational chatbot tool that users can interact with in a simple, conversational, and convenient way. SMBs have access to automated self-paced lessons that teach them how to establish a presence in today's ever-evolving digital economy. As a free curriculum platform, it features step-by-step courses and tutorials as well as helpful infographics, videos, and audio clips. Learning material is recommended based on the user's needs and queries, with an option to navigate the curriculum via the menu. While the WhatsApp bot provides SMBs with an easy way to quickly learn the basics, users can also access more in-depth training and get officially certified with Meta Blueprint courses online. The content was created to assist business owners with multiple queries, from how to create attention-grabbing business pages on Facebook and Instagram to how to use Messenger and WhatsApp to communicate effectively with clients. The Facebook Business Coach educational tool on WhatsApp is available to any individual. It is completely for free, and it represents one of the ways Meta provides opportunities for education and business growth through this platform. And if you want to connect with the chatbot via the link, you would just need to go and search for pretty much the article that I've just read now. Or you can make a note of this number, and it's +27 60 067 0000. I'll give it to you again. It's +27 60 06 70 0000, and that is the Meta Business Coach.
So you go and you put that into your contacts on WhatsApp.
Yeah, you just go and ping them, and then it begins. Yeah, you just go and direct message it, and then it will fire away. But I mean, it's amazing. Like, you know, here it is. You know, you just get on there and it says, I'm the Meta Business Coach, an automated bot that will teach you how to use Facebook, WhatsApp, and Instagram to help grow your business. With me, you can learn to establish your business presence, grow your audience using free tools, and advertise on Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. I'll remind you how to navigate at the start of each lesson. To start, follow the prompts like the one below. And basically, it just offers you a whole lot of different prompts. You know, opt in, opt out, next. Very, very simple to use. And off you go.
So and what was that number again?
I'll give it to you now.
Can you find it again?
Yes. So it's +27 60 067 0000.
Okay. And that's what people have to put in.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm sure that they've created this probably, you know, piggybacking off the Google Primer app. But I suspect that Facebook has become such a saturated environment. And I do know that I read an article that their turnover has dropped slightly. And people are obviously struggling with targeting ads because of the privacy issues on the phones. And so they're obviously looking for ways to educate more and more people to be using Facebook because they're losing on ad spend.
So just let's come back. You said this is like Facebook copying Google possibly.
That's just my personal opinion.
Just give people a headline, a snapshot of what Google Primer does off the top of your head.
Google Primer is this on steroids.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
And how do you access that? Do you access that just via Google?
You can so for Google Primer, you can also just go into the search box and just put Google Primer app and go and download it on your phone. Personally, and all of this is my personal opinion, okay? Yeah. And I'm not incentivized in any way to say any of these things. It's just me speaking
from experience
and upskilling myself. But I don't even know how I found the Google Primer app. But you can just download it to your phone. And what I love about the Google Primer app as opposed to this one is I'm very visual. So the Google Primer one has just all these interesting visual cards that you flick through with like little cartoon figures and stuff. So it really brings the lesson to life visually. And it also gives you a few little tests and things that you can do. And it's more broad. So this is specifically because they want you to advertise and promote your business on Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp.
Okay.
So it's specific for their three platforms. Whereas with Google, I found that it's more digital marketing, search engine marketing, search engine optimization at a very high level, but like across the board. Whereas this is specifically to get you to be using Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp to market your business. But also, it has information there on just getting your pages set up, just helping you identify and target who your audience is. So there's a lot of information on there, and customers just need to, users, should I say, just need to navigate through the prompts. Very easy to use, a different experience to the Google Primer app, but definitely worth having both on your phone.
Okay. So if you are using just Facebook, this will work.
Yes.
If you're using just Instagram, this will work.
Yes.
And if you're using both, can you adopt different strategies for each one? And will it coach you on how to do that?
Yes, it will. So there are different strategies in that the audiences are different. Yeah. So the audiences dictate, you know, the direction that you're going to take because their needs and wants are different. But, you know, the principles are essentially the same with all that we are doing. But just know that Google and Meta, they're businesses. So they're looking to make money.
Yeah.
And if there's one thing that I can share, having lost a lot of money, and that is to invest the time to actually learn how to use these tools before you start putting money behind it with campaigns. Like, just, it's literally like gambling if you do not know what you are doing. And I've lost a lot of money by not knowing what I'm doing.
All right. So if you're using Google and other platforms, websites, all that type of stuff, Primer is the
way to go. Primer is a great start.
Okay.
If you're looking just to start your journey of learning all about these different main topics like digital marketing, search engine marketing, search engine optimization, all of those things. And they actually have a lot of other lessons as well. Human resources, lots of stuff in any business that you can learn about. Google Primer would be great. And I think that this app, which is on WhatsApp, is awesome as well. You know, when you think of how much free time we have in short little pockets during the day.
Waiting in a doctor's surgery.
Exactly. Or, waiting for the kids at the sports event or whatever. Just go and teach yourself a couple of new things. And it's invaluable. Just a great way to use your spare moments with these 5-minute lessons on the go. And it's all there, so you can go back to it as well.
Look, you got to, you know, like I say, I'm not a big fan of Facebook. And Rory's saying Facebook is fun. And then shares a funny joke with me that came off of Facebook, clearly. So
yes.
Okay. But, and Shelly just saying, awesome info. Thanks so much. You're welcome, Shelly. Don't thank me. You thank that lady. What's her name?
With pleasure.
You are Odette.
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 Yes.
All right. So where was I going with this? So if you using Facebook,
yes,
good for them for actually teaching you how to spend your money with them properly. Because quite frankly, they could care less if you lose money or don't lose money on
a
campaign.
Couldn't.
Okay. Except that if you do lose money, you're not going to come back again. So they're kind of figuring if they teach you how to do it properly, you may be an ongoing customer in terms of the Facebook advertising and all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. And as I've mentioned before, you know, over the years, I have felt quite intimidated and overwhelmed myself. You know, you go into like the Meta Business Suite or the dashboard, the Google Ads dashboard, and I just remember being like, wow, what is happening here? I need a PhD. And just over the years, as the focus has become all about the user experience, the customer journey, you'll hear that over and over and over again, that they are applying that within their own platforms as well, because they're basically accommodating for all the different levels of learning and just trying to simplify it wherever possible. Because the simpler it is, shopping online, likewise, for business owners, placing ads, boosting posts, understanding what's going on. So it's a two-way street, you know, to get people to shop on your online shop from the front end. They're obviously simplifying things at the back end for all of us business owners as well. So that pretty much 80% of us should be able to grasp it, if not more. And they will keep refining it over a period of time.
Yeah, I think, like I say, I'm not a big fan, but you've got to take your hats off to them for doing this.
For sure.
Yeah. And how new is this?
Very new. Within the last sort of 4 to 6 weeks.
Okay. So it's a new thing. People can go and look at it, check it out. The worst that's going to happen is you're going to put it onto your WhatsApp. You're going to call this number
You're just going to add it to WhatsApp, yeah.
Yeah. 27600670000.
Yeah.
You're going to just make that a contact.
Yeah.
And you call it whatever.
You just ping it, basically. And it will just start sending you the prompts. And you're just you are just chatting with a chatbot.
Explain to people what a chatbot is.
So there's two different types of bots. I could be wrong, but my knowledge indicates that there's two. So there's an AI bot, which is like you and I chatting and you being the bot. That's how incredible it is.
I thought you said the bod.
The bod. Well, you've got one of those too. That's so funny. So there's an AI bod like you.
Mm.
Or there is what you call an FAQ bot. Uh-huh. So this is an FAQ bot. So it's very, very scripted. It's very specific.
Mm.
And I don't like to bring in COVID again, but I quite liked, there was one number during COVID that I thought was amazing. And that was an FAQ bot about COVID. And every day you could go in, depending on how obsessed you were in the beginning. Mm. And it was just, it's just all menus and options and press one for this, press two for that.
Mm.
Very simple, very straightforward, and very, very scripted. An AI bot is like chatting to a person.
It responds to what you say to it.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's quite intense.
Mm.
So yes, this learning platform is what we would refer to as an FAQ bot, a frequently asked question bot.
Okay. And if you want to make sure that your online presence on Facebook, Instagram and?
WhatsApp.
And WhatsApp.
Three are connected.
All three, they're all owned by Facebook, basically. That's,
yes. Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything like this for TikTok?
TikTok has, as do all of the social media platforms, I'm amazed by how much free information there is, and I'll never stop sharing about that. So you can literally go to the TikTok platform, and you can find a business, TikTok for small business, TikTok for big business, and always in the footer, you will be able to go and find all of the learning academies, but not that I know of yet with any sort of chatbot I can go check. I just do know that they are absolutely exploding on so many different levels.
TikTok.
Oh, yes. We need to have a convo about them.
Absolutely, because these things do work in cycles. And the one thing about Facebook, it's kind of stayed the distance.
Had its day.
Well, it has had its day, but it still seems like it's the go-to a platform for, like, you had Twitter, and then people started slowly. I mean, I watch with the musicians, okay? When musicians submit music to us for playlisting, I ask them for social media links. When we started Zone Radio, we had a lot of Facebook links, so we had all their Facebook things. Then all of a sudden became Facebook and Twitter. Now I don't get Facebook. I mean, I don't get Twitter, but I still get Facebook.
Twitter is predominantly American, very US-centric.
Twitter's off the table. Now I'm getting TikTok, Instagram. Now I'm getting less Instagram and more TikTok. So when they send me their social media, they'll say my social media is Facebook.whatever, wobble, wobble, wobble. And then I will get a TikTok link. The Twitter's gone. The Instagram's fading out. But the Facebook is always there. So it has kind of stood the test of time as far as a social media platform is concerned. And something like this may just reinforced them.
Yeah, I also think over time, I think all of us, especially businesses, when I'm doing like a digital audit of a business, let's not launch our businesses and put like every single social media platform on there. You really have to know your audience, the age of your audience, and what country you are in, because some social media platforms are more specific. Like I was saying, Twitter is very US-centric. It's also predominantly male-dominated. Over 60% of all Twitter users are male. And oddly enough, and it is more for your politicians, your authors, your actors, your public figures, but what people are using Twitter for here in SA is for customer service. So you'll see a massive presence. Pick and Pay, Checkers, Take a Lot, all of them are on Twitter. And you'll see that people will be going to Twitter instead of Hello Peter and saying, hey, I didn't receive my package. Or, wow, look at the new shoes I got. So that's what Twitter is being used for here in SA. And Instagram is like, it's a showreel of images and videos. So why, I mean, I just don't know why certain businesses would be even, you know, travel is great for Instagram. But so many companies, like, let's say, you know, carpet cleaning business, you wouldn't really be on Instagram, would you?
No.
So we need to do our homework and save ourselves time, actually, before we start doing all of this posting and putting strategies together, is actually, do you really need to be on specific social media platforms? Is it for you?
Yeah, and I see that, like, my experience with this is the musicians. They've got a product they want to market, their music and their performances and the things like that. Twitter doesn't do it for them anymore.
No.
Less and less Instagram, more TikTok coming through now.
Perfect.
I don't know what the next thing is going to be.
YouTube Shorts as well.
Well, but always, consistent throughout. So we'll always get the Facebook link. We'll always be there.
Probably because they're, most of their followers are there as well.
I just find that quite amazing, that it has kind of stood the test of time. Not that, you know, I think that there's anything magnificent about
Facebook.
I think
what frustrates me is like, when I think of how much money, I mean, literally hundreds of thousands on, let's say, Facebook. I was looking at my ad bill and I think it was like 250,000 since I've had the account. And you think about how much you have spent to get that amount of followers. And then as the trends change, it's now going to a different platform and you're like,
why did I spend all that money?
You know what I mean? Yeah. You just don't feel like you've sucked or leveraged enough out of that following, because now we're already onto the different platform and you have to go and start spending money there.
But that's why they build these platforms, so that you will go and spend money there.
Yeah.
But now we've got a thing here called a bot that can help you with all three of those platforms and how to apportion to each of them if you so choose. That's what that thing's going to teach you, basically.
Absolutely. And, you know, just in closing, I cannot emphasize enough the importance of just putting some time aside to learn how these tools work. Don't just go blind and, what's that expression, you know, shoot from the hip in the dark or whatever it is, cliche that it sounds, but save yourself some money and just invest in some time first before you go and put your pages together and before you start putting some money behind your ads.
Very sound advice, Judy saying. Thank you, Odette. Have bookmarked to take the tutorials. There we go.
Oh, wow.
And Shelley was very happy. We sent her the number. And Rory still believes Facebook is fun. So there we go. Odette, as always, thank you very much.
Thank you.
For coming in and chatting to us and sharing this information with us. We look forward to the next time.
Yes, yeah. I know what I'm going to talk about next time.
Oh, tell us. Is it a
don't look so enthusiastic. Eh? QR codes.
Yes. QR codes, yes.
Yes. I mean, I was at this gin distillery the other day, and this guy had a QR code on his counter, and you can just scan it and go and review the company. So I've been researching about how to do it, and you can do QR codes with lots of things in your business. So we need to have this convo.
Oh, well, I'm going to definitely do that. All right. So thank you for coming in.
And pleasure.
Have a wonderful day tomorrow.
I will.
Okay. And we will.
You're so respectful. I know you're itching.
I'm not even itching. I'm going to tell everybody it's her birthday tomorrow. That's why we're telling her to have a wonderful day.
Oh, my word.
Yeah.
Well, my phone will be off.
Your phone will be off and you'll be in the spa.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you said.
Yes.
But what spa?
I'm not telling you.
But not as in shopping.
I'm going to the Hout Bay Manor tomorrow. Oh, just for okay.
Well,
a few
some
hours.
Of us can, you know.
Yeah. Well, actually, I probably can't, but I don't care.
Don't care.
I am.
Listen, have a wonderful day tomorrow.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next time.
Thank you. Thank you. Take care.
Her name is Odette Butcher, and you can go and find out more about what she does and how she does it. If you go along, and she's got this beautiful thing called a Linktree, and all you need to do is you need to go 027-84811-9163. 27 84 811 9163. That's how you get a hold of her. Check her out, and she will certainly be able to help you with your
digital marketing
plan. That's what I was trying to say. All right. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.